Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Marquise Munson taking you through this Monday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. It's been a busy weekend on the NHL free agency front, and to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good buddy Dan Rosen from NHL.com. Dan, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Good, boys. How are you? Everything good?
Doing well. And, Dan, it's been an interesting start to free agency here with the Predators. A lot of people really excited about Taylor Hall, maybe the possibilities of Taylor Hall coming in, joining Duchesne on the left wing, and seeing where the top six goes from theirs. Obviously, we know that's now not going to happen. Taylor Hall signs a one-year, $8 million deal with Buffalo. Were you surprised that that's the route Taylor Hall chose to go in free agency?
It would be an understatement to say I was surprised. I mean, maybe he ends up in Nashville via a trade at some point this, you know, next season. We'll see. But, I didn't see the Taylor Hall, the Buffalo thing happening. Essentially, just based on what I know of Taylor Hall and, you know, since covering him here in New Jersey, then getting traded to Arizona and hearing him after the season when they were eliminated from the bubble talking about, this is not about money. This is about an opportunity to win. This guy's been in the league for 10 years, and he has not won. He's been to the playoffs twice, once in a full season, the year he won the Hart Trophy, and he was terrific. But again, only played 6 playoff games that year. This was Buffalo hasn't been to the playoffs. When was the last time Buffalo was in the playoffs?
I think 2011? 2010, 2011, yeah.
Yeah, I think 2011, right? So that's the shocker. You know, he's talking about wanting to go win, and he's going to a team that has got the longest playoff drought in the league right now. That being said, let's analyze it, right? So Buffalo happens. It's a one-year deal. To me, this is Taylor Hall betting on himself and betting on the Buffalo Sabres. Betting on himself by signing a one-year deal, hoping that there's more money in the, in the coffers next year for a lot of teams that they can pay him his multi-year deal that he wants. Betting on the Sabres being that maybe the Sabres are that team. They just have to prove it, you know. And number two, Jack Eichel. I mean, I'd go play with Jack Eichel if I had the chance and I was a good left wing. That's a pretty good thing to do. You know, you're going to get a bump. You're going to get a bump in production. You go play with Jack Eichel. You're not going to get that point production by playing with the centers that they have in Arizona. No offense to them, but you're going to get it playing with Jack Eichel. So that's big. And number three, Ralph Kruger. Ralph Kruger and Taylor Hall have a relationship that goes back to their time together in Edmonton. Apparently it was a strong relationship. I didn't take that into account when I was thinking about Taylor Hall and his free agency because I didn't really know how their relationship was. But you put all that together, I guess it makes a little bit of sense and it eases the shock a little bit. But still, did not see the Buffalo Sabres in the market for Taylor Hall. But it's a no-brainer for the Sabres. They got the cap space. It's a one-year deal. If it works out, maybe you sign Taylor Hall to a long-term deal. If it doesn't, you trade him.
So, Dan, we've looked at a lot of the things the Predators have done, and they've done quite a few things here, and it looked like Taylor Hall kind of made sense here. You talk about relationships. Of course, he played with John Hines previously. Do you look at this as a setback for the Predators, and how do you view the Predators' roster as it stands right now?
Well, I don't think it's a setback because I don't think you can say a guy who is an unrestricted free agent not going to your team is a setback. I think the Predators are still in a window here that they still have a lot of talent. And I think a full season, well, we'll see what a full season is going to be. You know, I keep saying that. We'll see what a full season is going to be. But I just think, you know, getting, you know, the opportunity to learn the system even more under John Hines and figuring that out and him figuring out everybody, not with a season broken up by a pandemic, come back, quick training camp, thrown into an unfamiliar situation, all of those things, right? I think this, you know, if you can get some semblance of normalcy, they'll figure a little bit more out. I mean, they're still a very good team. There's no question. I think that they are a contending team still to be a playoff team. Are they a Stanley Cup contender? I don't know that yet, but we got to see. But you know, you look at the division, Colorado is really good. St. Louis is still pretty good. I think Nashville stacks right up. I really do. I think that they are within that top three, top four in that division. They got to go out and prove it. Johansson's got to have a better year. And I still think that David Poile is a big move away from doing so. I'm never going to count David Poile out from making a big move here. You know, I mean, I just think he is that guy who's willing to pull the trigger and keeps chasing it. And we'll see what happens. Like I said, here's the other thing. if it doesn't work out in Buffalo for Taylor Hall, you're going to put the Nashville Predators right on his trade list right away.
Dan Rosen from NHL.com on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Dan, a couple guys still out there, Tyler Toffoli and Mike Hoffman. Predators fans have kind of shifted their attention to those two guys. What do you think if the Predators add one of those guys, maybe both of those guys, that they bring to the table?
Well, I like both of those guys. I think Tyler Toffoli, he's got a lot of experience. He's got some speed. He goes to the net. He can score. There's a lot to like about Tyler Toffoli. And Mike Hoffman, I always looked at Mike Hoffman as being like the team that loses out on Taylor Hall, you know, is going to turn around, circle back and see, okay, maybe we can get the number two guy or the number three guy. Mike Hoffman's that guy. Mike Hoffman is a threat on the power play. He's a major threat on the power play. He can rifle the puck. And what do the Nashville Predators need? They need threats on the power play, right?
Yep.
I think he'd be a perfect signing for the Nashville Predators. I actually think he'd be a better signing. Well, I thought he would have been a better signing. If it was going to take a big multi-year, six, seven-year deal for Taylor Hall, I'd have preferred Mike Hoffman on a shorter-term deal. If I knew I was going to get Taylor Hall for 1 or 2 years, that changes the thinking, right? But Mike Hoffman, with the way he can shoot it, to me, he's a guy that I would target.
So, Dan, some anger coming a little bit out of Chicago, as we, I guess we all kind of see, they are just flat out, they're going with the rebuild here. Are you surprised by that? What do you think about the reaction to that?
I'm actually really surprised by that, because I thought they took some steps last year, especially, you know, beating Edmonton the way they did, you know, in the bubble. I'm surprised by it. I really am. I think if you've got Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane, that you still got to go for it. To me, it's like Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin, right? If you have those two guys, you go for it. That's the window. You're not going to get – when are the next time they're going to get two players who are such franchise-changing, generational players like these two guys? They don't come along all the time. You got to go for it as much as you possibly can with these two guys. They've won three. They've been kind of middling since. I thought that they would make one more push with Toews and Kane. And instead, they're going in the other direction. And I was actually surprised. I don't know what they're thinking in net right now. This is a league where you need two goaltenders to win. Malcolm Subban, not a number one goaltender, has not proven it. Kevin Lankinen and Colin Delia have not proven themselves to be NHL goaltenders yet. And that's the three they're going with right now, unless something changes. So Jonathan Toews, I am upset. If I'm Patrick Kane, I am upset. I do get that. From a Blackhawks perspective, if they don't believe in what they have and they have to go this way, that's a different story. But I thought that they would give it another run here quickly with Toews and Kane instead of trying to rebuild it again with these two guys. So that's a surprise to me. But, you know, I mean, these organizations have their way of thinking right now. And, look, as much as Jonathan Toews is upset, and I get it, it's not his job to be a part of the, you know, personnel decisions.
Dan Rosen from NHL.com on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. All right, Dan, last thing for you here. Other than Taylor Hall, the big fish in free agency this year, Alex Pietrangelo, looks like he's closing in on a deal with Vegas. You know, there are a lot of good teams in the West. You brought them up, Colorado, St. Louis, a whole lot of really good teams. You never know with Connor McDavid in Edmonton and Leon Draisaitl. They can outscore anybody on a given night. But if Pietrangelo ends up with Vegas, is Vegas the clear favorite in the West, in your opinion?
That's a good question. I think that they're a favorite. Are they the clear favorite? I guess, you know, without having fully I still like Colorado, although I do question their goaltending, you know, and I think I don't question Vegas's goaltending right now, and maybe that's the difference. Alex Pietrangelo makes the Vegas Golden Knights better, but if they're going to do it, they're going to have to move out probably Nate Schmidt.
Yep.
He was a pretty good player, too, for Vegas. So it's not like you're adding Alex Pietrangelo and moving nobody out to do so. You're adding Alex Pietrangelo, and you might have to move out Nate Schmidt. If not Nate Schmidt, maybe Alec Martinez or somebody along those lines. I still look at Vegas, and I say, who's their number two center? They just traded Paul Stastny, right? So, you know, who's their number two? Is it Chandler Stephenson? I don't really see him as a number two center, but maybe, you know, maybe he is. Especially if you're getting to play with Mark Stone, you know, and Max Pacioretty, that does help. Is it Cody Glass? You know, so there's still some question marks there for Vegas. And somehow Vegas operates with like $150 million salary cap that nobody else does. So that's a little interesting. But they're in on everybody, which is amazing. But and at some point, maybe this league is going to stop helping out the Vegas Golden Knights too. They keep, you know, oh, we'll take your guy off your hands. You want to go sign Alex Petrangelo? Well, yeah, we'll take you. I don't understand that one, but no, I'm just messing around. Look, I think that he makes them better. He's a really good defenseman. There's no question about it. Does he make him like so much better that they are the runaway? No, I don't think so. But they're better without Petrangelo.
Dan Rosen from NHL.com has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Hey, Dan, appreciate you joining us, brother. The great stuff as always, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
By the way, that, you know, the Blues signed to sort of signal that they signed one of the best guys I've been around,
Torrey Krug,
a Michigan State Spartan that he is, and a 7-year, $45.5 million contract for Torrey Krug. I never would have seen that coming.
No. He's a great player, though.
He is. But that's. Man,
I mean, he's not Petrangelo, to me is like, he's pretty good.
Petrangelo is like a pillar of that, what they've been, you know, to me. That's a big change.
Yeah. Now, it's been interesting. I always thought that eventually the Blues would find a way to make it work with him. But that's not going to happen. So, interested to see if he does end up in Vegas, and that looks like it's the favorite right now. Are they trading out Nate Schmidt? Like, what do you do to make that work from a contractual standpoint? But Vegas landing Petrangelo, that would be very scary for the rest of the West. No question about it. When we come back, we'll dive back into the Titans, break down the matchup tomorrow against the Bills, and wrap up the show. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game.